In one of his final lawless acts just 3 days before leaving office, President Biden proclaimed the Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land. Congress passed this amendment to the U.S. Constitution in 1972 and gave it 7 years to achieve ratification by 3/4 of the states. Proponents claimed the ERA would protect women's rights by prohibiting discrimination based on sex. 35 states ratified. In a constitutionally questionable move, Congress extended the deadline 3 more years. Still, the amendment failed to garner the necessary support of 38 states. 5 states rescinded their ratifications. The ERA expired. It's dead. The ERA would not protect women's rights. Over a decade of consideration, it became clear it would severely undermine many common sense protections for women and could be used to end even modest restrictions on abortion. According to Kristen Wagner, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, the ERA is worse today than it was in the 70s. She points out, the word woman never appears in the ERA. Instead, she writes, the amendment focuses on sex, a word increasingly in danger of becoming meaningless, as ideologues push to disassociate the term from biology and replace it with gender identity. Under state and local ERA-type policies, women and girls are already seeing their physical privacy, their athletic opportunities, even their physical safety compromised. In a misguided attempt to revive the ERA, Nevada and Illinois passed bills to ratify the amendment. Virginia did so in 2020. Supporters claimed victory, but the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel twice declared the ERA expired. So did the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. The archivist of the United States would be the person responsible for the amendment's publication. Dr. Colleen Shogan and her deputy declared just last month that the ERA cannot be certified as part of the Constitution due to established legal, judicial, and procedural questions. Someone must kill the zombie ERA. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.